the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
I feel like we did too so much talking before the show.
I know.
We did a show.
You talk too much. That's your problem.
Well, we were talking about things we can't talk about in the air.
Private, personal things.
Well, I mean, I just don't want everyone to hate me, so.
Yeah.
Not that anyone I know actually listens to the show.
That's true. I was talking about how I bought new underwear.
That's personal?
Yeah. Private. It's just private. It's underwear. Undergarments.
Did you buy new underwear?
I did. I did, actually. I saw at Target they had this kind of...
Superman underwear?
Avengers. They fit so good.
Man.
Because they're real kind of like form-fitting.
I know, but when you get an accident, it's like, look at this guy. He's got Avengers underwear on.
So what? Can't be an Avengers fan? Like, it made like $8 billion. Lots of people like it. And I look like a fucking superhero when I wear them. So there you go.
I guess. Superhero with a small cock.
Are you kidding me? Look at this hog. Turn around. Please.
I guess you could stuff it. Actually, some of those form-fitting underwears make you your cock looks way bigger.
I look awesome wearing this shit.
I have boxers, regular boxers around.
I don't wear regular. I don't wear boxers
anymore. I use them when I run out.
Yeah, I don't wear them anymore.
Do you do laundry less now that you have a washer in your house?
No, a hell of a lot more.
Do you? Because I let stuff pile up.
No.
Next thing you know, I'm like, fuck, I got no socks, I got no underwear. Like, I guess I'll use these shitty pair that, like, my cock sticks out. And if I leave my zipper unopened.
Your cock sticks out of a shitty pair of socks?
No, of, you know, those boxers where it's like, they get old and then the fly kind of like is just open.
Oh, man. My old underwear, there's nothing to do with the fly. They're so old, the crotch gets worn out. And then I'm just like, I'm all just hanging out.
Then I'm like, man, then the one day hole. I like shit off my zipper open. Like, and these are the shitty underwear. Like, if somebody saw, they just see my cocks.
Hey, what's up? Here's my dick.
I suppose you don't see more cocks around.
Yeah, I've been looking too.
Like, you see nipples, you know, not a lot, but.
Every once in a while.
I've seen more nip slips around, but you never see cock slips.
Cock slips. You need a better name, because nip slip, at least that rhymes.
And you see girls like. Asked like on the fucking escalator.
Ooh.
And it drives me nuts because I know I can't look. I'm like, you're
of
gonna get caught,
you
dude.
Can.
No, you can't.
What, do they walk backwards on an escalator?
Not if they're coming down and their boyfriend's with them. Like, it's really hard to look at a girl who's with a friend or a boyfriend because
you know
it's like they have a lookout.
No, you know you do the quick glance. It's not satisfying.
I want to stare, man.
I know, we all do. It's not satisfying to do the quick half-second glance, but that's all you can safely do. Like, I can do that glance. That's it. Other than that, you know, it's just not safe.
And I said this before, too, but it's so weird because, so what? I get to see a girl's underwear. That sounds exciting.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
We just want to stare and stare.
There's, like, some pleasure center of the male brain. They just need to see it. And it sounds, to girls, it sounds creepy. Like, what a
yeah,
creep.
Yeah, you're a fucking creep.
But it's like, it's a natural thing.
Oh, man. And then the chicks are wearing.
Listen, I'm not following you home, all right?
The chicks are wearing the super short shorts, so like on the street, you'll see like the bottom like kind of like curve kind of crease of the ass just peeking out from the bottom there. It's fucking they're showing everything.
And every once in a while, a girl's nipple will, like come out,
come out of my mouth.
But a dude's cock hardly ever.
Yep.
Although one time,
well, guys, I mean in Europe, guys wear the kind of banana hammock style over here.
I remember the one time my cousin's father's like balls were hanging out of his short shorts.
One time it happened to me. I've told the story before. I was wearing swim trunks, so I don't know how my dick was hanging out, but I guess I'm big. But
was it those swim trunks with the liner?
Yeah,
because they sell some that don't. And I was looking because I was trying to buy new swim trunks.
You need the liner.
Months ago, and I'm like, I can't. I'll just be nude under there.
Naked underneath my shorts.
It's weird.
Yeah, the liner helps. But I was a kid, and I was sitting there talking to my cousin. We were at the beach, and she said, hey, your thing. I'm like, huh? And I looked down, and there it is, just hanging out.
We must have been like 80s-style short shorts.
I don't know. They,
I don't
they
know
seemed
how,
long.
I guess that's why we haven't seen balls, because short shorts went out of
fashion.
Style, like, you know, when we were a little bit older.
They're coming back, though.
Yeah, they are. So I don't know. I guess balls are going to be coming out.
The thing is, you know what? I'm not a dedicated follower of fashion. I wear what I wear. So I'm still going to be wearing the kind of like board shorts. If I'm at the, if I'm like going into water, I'm not wearing some short shit.
Yeah, well,
they're still going to be kind of long. Like, you know, regular shorts to my knees.
Well, you're a shorter guy, so it's easier.
Yeah. I have some shorts that are like, holy shit. They are so long. They're all, they're almost like loose pants. It's like I'm wearing I Dream of Genie pants, you know?
If they were tight, they'd be capris.
Yeah. They're like, man, these are fucking long.
Yeah, I've been wearing shorter shorts. Like, the style now, I think, is a few inches above the knee.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years ago, it was below the knee for guys.
Like, 3 inches below the knee.
Yeah. 6 inches below the knee.
That's when you're at school.
The thing I've been getting annoyed about is, like, these fucking t-shirts, man, they don't fit me. They're not long enough. I need a tall guy t-shirt.
Mm.
But I've been getting mediums because I like the tighter look, but they're too short. And then in my belly, like, I don't want to see my belt buckle.
You see, I'm been lucking out. I get the mediums too, because the larger, they're just too fucking big. Like, I'm swimming in that shit.
Again, you're shorter than me, so it works out
for Yeah, for me, it's fine. I'm good.
But for me, it's like,
I'm only 3 foot two.
So. I've been hearing the ads for this place, untucked.com. I'm sure it's expensive, though.
Yeah, you know, any kind of online business like that, where they send you clothes.
It sounds good. It's like, their shirt's made to be untucked. So
what are you going to spend, $30 for a fucking t-shirt?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on. Too much. So I was at this Amish restaurant the other day.
Did you have to eat to candlelight?
No, it doesn't exist. But I thought about it. Like, wouldn't that be funny? You have Chinese restaurants where, you know, only Asian people work there. I want an Amish restaurant where only Amish people work there.
I'm sure they do. They have business. They have Amish construction companies and stuff.
Yeah, around me I see them. They're building houses around my parents' house, and I'll see the Amish guys in their hats building shit. And then when I was...
And you know what's weird? They actually use tools and stuff.
I know. I don't know what the... Like, what rules do you have,
yeah,
guys?
It's not as strict as you'd think.
You know what? It's probably different sects. Well, like, no, some of them are pretty strict.
I think they're just not allowed to do it for themselves.
Maybe. I don't know. But they were in a fucking car, because I don't know.
Well, how are they gonna get? They get
horse
a,
and
they
buggy.
Get a, they get a, there's no Amish. Like, from your house to Amish people is
fucking
like,
walk
like 50 miles or something.
Hey, put up or shut up, asshole. Are these your beliefs? You're wearing the fucking hat. And then I was in the area and I seen a van and they had their ladies in there because they all had their bonnets. Like, yeah. Man, that is interesting. Some of them might be attractive too.
I got all smell in the summer.
I don't know. Oh, then I thought, you know what? I want to hang with them when they have that period where it's a fucking free-for-all. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about? Where they don't have to follow the rules anymore.
Rumspringa. Yeah. They mentioned that. If you would watch, you didn't watch it, but Orange News Black, one of the girls was an Amish girl.
Mm.
They talked.
She went nuts during that and got arrested, huh?
Yeah, for selling crack.
Yeah, man, I want to hang out with them then. Like, they know how to, the Amish know how to party.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Why would you go back to that?
Because it's ingrained in you. That's how you're brought up. So yeah, you get to go. You go out and have some fun. And then it's like, well, I guess now it's time to put on this bonnet again and do this shit. Stop selling the crack.
I guess no more shaving my cooch.
Well, you shave it down real. Ooh, you know what?
Lasered.
I was going to say laser it during that time period. That way when you go back, now it's like, well, listen.
Yeah, all this body hair is coming back, though, so.
Yeah, so they say. I mean, you know how shit is. It's all cyclical.
They say pubic hair is coming back for girls.
Yeah, probably, like, for the next, like, 20 years, it'll be back, and then when we're old men, it'll be gone again.
It's a strange thing to even have a style for, because not very many people see it.
No, you know porn is the one that did it.
I know, but I'm
the
saying
prevalence of
a normal girl, it doesn't really matter to what she does to her pubic region because maybe 2-3 guys at a time, whatever.
At a time? What kind of girls do you know?
Depending, you know.
They're getting gangbanged?
If the girl's in a stable relationship, that's one dude who sees it, and maybe her girlfriends, and that's it.
Well, girlfriends, I mean, girls and their female friends are always going down on each other. We all know that.
Well, I don't know. And I guess, you know, bikini season, you want to kind of like...
Yeah, you got to trim that shit down.
But people didn't before.
But they weren't wearing bikinis before either.
And some girls aren't as hairy. Some girls have like their pubic hair goes all the way down to like their thighs and stuff. And then other ones, you know, they barely have anything. So it all depends. Depends on how your genes are, and if you're, you know, into it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking of a commercial we could make that'd be funny. It's a tampon commercial, except a chick is doing, like, you know how you take different brands of shit? And it's like, this is this brand, this is this brand. Let's see which one works best. She's doing them all with pig's blood. And it works because it's a woman doing it. So if a guy was doing it, then the people will be, you know, putting the kibosh on that. But if there's a woman doing it...
So you're sacrificing a pig for this commercial?
No, you can just go to, like, a butcher shop and get, like, blood.
That's what they say in the movies, but is that true?
Yeah, because people use it... Some people use it for cooking, I've heard. There's, like, some dishes where you, like, you use actual blood. What dish is that? I don't know. People eat weird shit.
Sounds gross.
Yeah, it'd be good, though. It'd be funny.
Well, I guess...
At the very least, we could always make movie blood. Like food coloring and chocolate syrup or something.
Well, you have blood. You bought that blood. I bought that blood.
I know.
I don't know if it's good anymore.
What, do you think blood goes bad?
That blood looks fake, though, right? Like, if I went and pretended I was bleeding to death and I went to the emergency room, they'd fucking kick me out, right?
Probably, but on camera, I'm sure it looks fine.
I guess.
I have a gallon of fake blood in my trunk.
Real? I was watching not special, but I saw some thing on stage blood and how they have, like, there's, like, guys, that's their whole job. They've
making blood.
Yeah, because you've, like, this is darker blood for, you know, these kind of wounds, and this is this brighter blood from this, and this is this kind of blood. Because some cheap movies, you see they have, like, really shitty fake blood.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's on purpose, you know, if they're trying to make some kind of a point.
Yeah, it's true.
So they'll have different stuff. So I don't know. Maybe we should get into... How do you get into these cool businesses? We got to think of a cool business.
Isn't that weird that, like, some guy, his livelihood is making fake blood, and he probably makes a really good living because he works with all the Hollywood shit? You hear about that stuff a lot.
Or how about those dudes who get, like, cars for movies? Like, you just go and find cars everywhere? Like, all right, I know this guy who has this car.
I need a 57 Chevy for this car, for this movie. I got to go find it.
That's what they do, or... Or
no, you just rent. You're not even buying it. You're just renting it from
some
guy.
You know what I always want is set designer. Because they put so much work into, like, designing. Because you look at all... Like, I like paying attention. Like, you'll see, like, look at all that little stuff. Like, someone put that there on purpose.
There's little knickknacks around. Yeah. And
when you look at, like, Jerry Seinfeld's house, someone decided that he needed all that cereal.
There was, like... yeah, there's, like, so much thought behind it. Like, it's not just random shit. Like, the person who put it out there is really thinking, like, this character...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm so sick of people's places being so nice in movies and TV. It's like totally... Everything's clean. Unless the character needs to have a dirty house.
Yeah.
Unless it's part of the plot, their house will be super clean.
Well, I mean, some people have clean homes... But I'm more sick of people in real life having shit better than me. That's what I don't like.
Well,
if you want to be on TV,
the
fine.
The thing about it, I've always said, like, I'm like, I go to other people's house and, like, their house is, like, immaculate. But I'm like, you know what? I'm never at their house when I'm not there for, like...
You're never at their house when you're not there?
No, I'm never at their house for, like... I don't just show up, like, on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. If it's for a party, obviously, they were cleaning.
Yeah.
They're not going to have their house looking like shit before people come over.
Some people do.
Well, yeah. Maybe you have some kind of party house.
Yeah, with spray paint on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, we're fucking punk kids, man. It's a party house. Don't give a fuck.
And again, there was some new show I was watching. It was a DirecTV show. I just watched the first episode called Bill and Billy. But again...
What the fuck's that about?
I don't... Oh, a stepbrother and sister start dating.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah. I just saw the first episode. It was okay.
I was watching some movie...
The dude from Orange County is in it.
It's the OC. Orange County.
Well, what do you think OC stands for?
Doesn't matter. That's not the name. Orange County.
But anyways, he of course he works for a magazine. I'm like, everyone in the... 99% of people in movies and TV work for advertising or a magazine. There's not even magazines anymore.
Because that's such a fictitious job. That's the only place you're going to see it is in the movies.
Yeah. It's like, and people say, like, that must be a good paying job. In reality, even if you work for a magazine, it's probably not that, you're not getting paid that
well. Yeah, because you're 10 seconds from going out of business.
But in the movies, you're fucking super rich. Not rich, but you have super a lot of money.
No one buys magazines. Everything's fucking online.
You can afford a big apartment all by yourself, which is perfectly clean. So apparently you can hire a cleaning crew as well.
I mean, at least it made more sense in Friends, because they had their giant apartments, but they had to have like four people per apartment,
making $300,000 each, because that's like $1 million apartment.
I know. They all had good jobs.
I mean, they're not even apartments that big in New York City. Like, unless you're super rich, you can just buy like a whole floor and
knock down the
retrofit
walls. That's what I do.
Otherwise, you're living in a little tiny little space.
Studio apartment.
Yeah.
Like your bed's right next.
But
to the
no
toilet.
One ever does in the movies, because, unless they're trying to make a point. Like that movie with Jerry O'Connell's in with all the roaches.
Joe's place.
Yeah, Joe's.
Yeah. Joe's apartment.
Yeah. See, his apartment sucked because it was part of the storyline.
I know, but in any other movie, it's all fucking nice. Like, listen. It doesn't work for the movie if he's living in a shithole.
Even the Tanners had a pretty nice house. Not Tanners, even the,
Full House? What are you talking about?
No, what was their names in Roseanne?
The Connors.
Even the Connors had a nice house, and they were white trash.
Yeah, I mean, it was big. Upstairs, downstairs, basement, where Dan can work on his shit.
He started building a boat down there. I don't know how he's going to get that boat out of the basement.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense. Maybe...
They abandoned that storyline like 3 seasons in anyway.
Yeah, then he started working on his motorcycle.
Which is true to life, because so many people will start like working on an old muscle car, and it'll be in their garage for like 20 years, and finally they'll sell it.
Yeah, they have, you know, some hobbies come and go.
It's always like, I remember all of a sudden, like, my one neighbor finished his car for like 25 years. I'm like, holy shit, he finished? Look at him, he's driving it around.
That's quite an accomplishment.
That's been in his garage since we moved here in like 1986. Now he's driving that thing around.
It took a while, but he did it. It's pretty good. So I was watching this movie, because you mentioned the stepbrother and sister dating.
You're watching Step Brothers.
No, please. I don't know the name of it, and this is a while ago. I just brought it back to my mind that the brother and stepsister were having sex. And that's always hot. They were like teenagers and they were fucking. Then of course the parents find out and they're so disgusted and shocked. Like, you brought into the house, you have like a 16-year-old boy, and you brought in a strange 16-year-old girl, and now you just told them, hey, by the way, that's your sister now, you're all gonna be living together. Get used to it. Yeah, you don't think anyone's gonna be doing any fucking?
That'd be insane.
Like, what? How are you shocked? Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Especially if they're older.
Yeah, it's like, we're both 16, we're both attractive, we're both attracted to each other, and now, just because you tell me that's your fucking sister now, and all of a sudden, now I don't want to fuck her.
No, on the other hand, okay. If you're together from when you're, like, little kids.
Well, of course, yeah, because...
If you're prepubescent, and then you still do, I mean...
If you grew up with them, that's one thing. But if you're just introduced...
Why didn't anyone in the Brady Bunch ever fuck? Everyone always talks about that.
Of course they did. What do you think happened in the commercials?
You think during the commercials they were doing shit?
Of course. And it just...
Well, I didn't have to mow the lawn because it's fake, so...
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't the equivalent. Like, you know, it wasn't like the older with the older, middle with the middle, younger with younger. They mixed it up. Younger with the older.
Their dad was an architect. That's a job that no one really has in real life either.
I mean, there are architects.
Yeah, but...
Dude, have you ever met an architect?
No, of course not. Although, I haven't met anybody who's up in the upper echelon of jobs. Have you ever met anyone who works at NASA or...
No.
I mean, I've barely met lawyers. They're all low-level lawyers.
I mean, I've met with lawyers. But yeah, you know what? I don't know anyone who's... One of my parents' friends is a judge. And that's pretty good, I guess.
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah. That's probably it. Besides, I mean, I'm not counting doctors when I go to the fucking hospital. Because then you'd have to count them. They're fucking doctors. Listen, I've met with brain surgeons.
Yeah.
They do pretty well.
Yeah, my girlfriend's related to like doctors and stuff, but not me. I have a whole family of fuck-ups, so...
Yeah, me too.
We're lucky people in my job have family have jobs.
My family, we're all, you know, blue-collar, working men.
Otherwise known as losers.
Well, only in the one side of the family. There's another part of the family where they're, like, college professors. I have a couple uncles who are college professors, I think.
Sounds like a good job. Although, those jobs are getting rare now. Like, everyone's getting fired from colleges now. Especially state universities, because they're like, we got to save money. Why are we these full-time assholes? Get rid of them.
I don't know. Maybe online shit is cutting in, too. We're like, listen, we'll take this class online. We got like one guy in Tucson doing it. They can just log in.
Stuff just costs more now, you know? I mean, some people have tenure, so they can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
But I think you still can, probably.
I don't know. Who knows how anything works?
What they probably do is like, well, we're just going to get rid of that whole department. See you later.
Well, they have tenure.
All right. Make you
how does that work? And all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know. I'm fucking one of my students on my desk, but I have tenure now, so you can't do shit?
Well, that's why these days they don't even hire full-time professors anymore. You get, like, yeah, junk
why
professors.
Why would they even invent the concept?
I don't know.
Of tenure? Like, why would you give someone that much power? You can't look down the road and see at one point you might not need them anymore? Or maybe they fuck up enough? I want them gone? Nah. No, let's just have it worked in so that once they're here a certain point, they just can't ever leave.
I don't know. That's a good question. I want tenure.
Yeah, can I have tenure in life? It's like, shit. He can't die now. I'm God, by the way. I can't let him die now. He's been alive for 103 years. He has tenure. He's just going to have to live forever. Shit. Oh, well.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm working towards that.
It'd be nice to live forever.
Yeah, that's my goal. If I live long enough, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to download my brain.
Do you
want to
not age, or are you still aging?
Oh, no. Come on. I want to not age,
of course.
Well,
now you're crazy.
No, because I...
Now you're a vampire.
I'm calling to Davila. No, you know what? I'll download my brain to a really nice Android, so it just looks like me.
Yeah, but then you can't have sex anymore.
Yeah, I can.
It won't be pleasurable.
No. Listen, we have
it's such good technology that it somehow hooks
up
to the...
It's electronic nerve endings and all that shit. Listen, if you're going to go fantastical, go all the way.
Yeah, I think that's... I don't think that'll ever happen. I think the human brain's way too complicated for us to ever... harness it that way?
I don't know. You know about that 10-year law where everything keeps...
I know.
Fucking, at some point, it's going to be more complex
right now,
than the human brain.
Right now, they're not even sure what a consciousness is. Like, we don't know.
Hey,
we don't know how the fuck it works.
We keep doing that 10-year shit. Wait 100 years.
And scientists are pissed, too, because assholes like Chiprop Chopra, whatever that fucking guy's name is.
Deepak.
Deepak Chopra, like, you know, he's got his fucking bullshit theories, but they can't say, like... They can't say he's wrong, really, because, like, they don't even know. Because he thinks, like, that, you know, scientists think that the brain creates the mind, and Deepak Chopra thinks the mind creates the brain, or whatever. You think it's the other way around.
Yeah, listen, Pac. I don't need all that spiritual shit.
But then they're like, what about people with Alzheimer's? They're gone, you know? But
no, like, they
go to another realm.
They let go of their physical form.
Yeah.
Listen, I can make up some nonsense, too, man.
Stupid.
If you find someone to buy into it.
I like neurology. I wish I would have become a neurologist. I always say, if I was better at math, I would have became a scientist of some sort.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Do studies. Like, I'm always thinking, like, oh, I wish I could do a study. Like,
yeah.
No one's going to give me a grant.
You know, what if you just kind of, like, travel around to different universities all over the world and you just do studies and things like that?
Like, I always think about you and doing a study about music. Like, I want to study a bunch of different people and see how music affects their brains differently. Because you know it does.
Yeah.
Especially, like, different genres and stuff. Like, why does this guy like this and the guy next to him hates it? I love it. Not even just music, but food and everything. Like,
yeah, well, music. Like, or everything's the fucking same. It's just when you were young, you were introduced
to it,
and that's
what
you like.
The other day, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, with the food, taste buds.
But
yeah.
I was like... She hates peanut butter. I think peanut butter is the greatest food in the world. What part of the brain is... Like, what happens in the brain?
When I
different?
Was a kid, my father beat me with, you know, a jar of peanut butter. So that's why I don't like peanut butter.
But why... I mean, peanut butter... Do you like peanut butter? Everyone likes peanut butter.
Love it. Delicious.
Did you hear this new thing about... I don't think it's new.
They invented peanut butter.
The new peanut allergy thing? How they're telling mothers to eat peanut butter when they're pregnant? And then, when as soon as they're born, like, start giving your baby peanut butter, and they probably won't get a peanut allergy. Like, that's a new thing.
Well, the old school of thought was, you don't give your kid peanut butter, like, before, like, 2 years old or something like that.
Yeah, that's out.
Yeah.
Now it's give it to him as soon as possible.
I don't know. My son has a peanut allergy, and, I mean, I bought him, like, the Sun Butter, just so we could have, like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And you know what? I mean, it doesn't taste, like, exactly like peanut butter, but pretty close. And...
So what kind of... Is it, like he'll die if he eats peanuts?
No. He, like, fucking... He'll break out head to toe and, like, hives, and he was, like, vomiting, like, 8 times, just constant.
But don't some people just... Like, they make you think, like, they'll die instantly.
Well,
they get a whiff of a peanut.
There's different kinds. There's the kinds where if you ingest it, you'll get sick. There's kinds where if it's in the air, you just breathe in some kind of particulates, you can get sick. And the levels of sickness are different too. They have some people where they go to like anaphylactic shock. Like their airways close up. They have to carry around an EpiPen. Like they will die. It goes all over the fucking board.
Yeah, because my girlfriend is like peanut butter. And I tell her, if we have kids, you're eating peanut butter. I'm not going to have no son of mine. I'd eat peanut butter. You
know what? I don't know. I don't know how my son even has a peanut allergy. They say it's genetic. But no one in my family, no one in his mother's family, no one has a fucking peanut allergy.
Yeah, but the thing about genetics is that it can skip around.
Yeah, so who the fuck knows?
Someone down the line had it.
Maybe, I guess. And the funny thing is, when I gave him that sun butter shit, he did not like the taste. Because he doesn't eat peanut butter.
What about almonds?
I think he can't. I'm not sure. I can't remember if he can have them or not. Because, you know, you got to go to the allergy specialist, and they do the tests, and they tell you, like, everything that you have an allergy to. All this shit.
Yeah, so if you're about to have a kid, and you're pregnant, just start eating peanut butter.
I think it's more important to give them peanut butter in small doses, though.
Well, both, they say both. Well, I mean, they're getting it when they're a baby. When they're a fetus.
Yeah, I don't know. Because my son's mother was eating peanut butter, eating peanuts. But then he didn't get peanut butter until he was older.
Yeah, see? Should have gave it to him earlier. I don't know if it's like 100%.
But yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
There's a lot of shit with that, though.
A lot of allergies go away. Because I had like...
Well, they lessen.
I used to have like... Well, the only allergy I ever had was like when I'd play in the grass. Like, I get all these bumps on my elbows.
Yeah.
But I don't get that anymore. I don't play in the grass either, I guess.
It's true. Maybe if you did... You'd see. Yeah, it's like I kind of had asthma a little bit when I was younger, and that just went away. A lot of that shit lessens as you get older, because, you know, your body builds up immunities and
the
shit.
The thing I've noticed is that I don't hate things that I used to hate as much. Like, stuff I used to just like, oh, that's disgusting, and now I can kind of eat it. Like, I'll eat, like, tomatoes like now if I was on a sandwich. Sometimes I take them out, sometimes I don't, it all depends.
I mean, I can eat whatever, even if I don't like it. Like, I'm an adult. If I'm at somebody's house and that's what they have for fucking dinner, that's what I'm eating. Like, I'd be at my cousin's house, I fucking hate peas, and there's a giant bowl of fucking peas. And so they give me a big old helping of peas. Peas taste fucking gross to me. But you just fucking eat it.
I was reading an article about how that's the way you were supposed to used to be. Like, you just be polite and maybe just have a smaller portion and go eat after. But
I like, listen, I don't like it.
Now people are like, is this vegan? Because I'm vegan. I can't eat that. Is this gluten-free? I need gluten-free. Is this now, this, that, or that, or the other thing?
If it's for medical reasons, that's fine. If you're gluten-free, because I can't remember the name of that illness.
It's celiac disease.
Yeah. Like, if you can't have that shit, like, listen, I'm gonna fucking throw up or shit myself, okay? I can't eat this. Like, I understand. But if you're just some asshole and you want to eat gluten-free for no apparent reason... Or, you know, I'm vegan. I'm like, listen, you're at someone's home. You're eating dinner. You're their fucking guest. That's what I do. That's my policy.
I wouldn't have a vegan friend anyway.
Oh, hell no. Please. Vegan.
Would you, if you met a girl online and she said she was vegan, would you even bother, like,
going out? I probably would. I don't know. I don't know how. The thing is, some people aren't super strict. Like, they just fucking started.
Vegetarian, you know, some vegetarians cheat. They say vegan, forget it.
I don't know. Because
vegan's the extreme. Like, they don't even eat, like, Jell-O because it has gelatin in it.
But they, like...
By the way...
Like, when did you start this vegan shit? Like, last month? Like,
so
you've been eating steak?
If you don't care that much about animals, shouldn't, if you're a vegan, never drive or fly? Because you know how many animals die because of planes and car? Like, you killed we've killed billions of bugs, each of us.
No one cares about bugs, though.
I know, but they should.
They should. But how about for flying? You know they take... the fucking frozen chickens and they throw them into the turbines to test the the tensile strength.
Well, birds are always running into planes.
Well, yeah, but that's why they take the frozen chickens during testing. They launch them into the fucking
jet
engines.
What about the ducks that are going in there or whatever, birds?
Yeah, no, that's the reason why they do it. So we're killing animals to test airplanes.
But you don't think planes are running into shit?
Yeah,
on the
they do it during air while they're flying. Of course. You think you're going to be on a plane and they're going to go, oh, there's a flock of seagulls over there. There's the band.
You don't think that, building streets and houses, that kills ecosystems. So really, you cannot be part of society.
Yeah, I know. Stop being an asshole. Just fucking get over it, man.
Yep.
And plus, I don't care that you're vegan. I don't care that you believe whatever. My problem is when you have to proclaim it to fucking everyone and make everyone pay for your bullshit choices.
These days, most of the stuff you
do... If you want to just do it, fucking do it on your own time. Do it privately. I don't even have to know about it. Am I going to notice that when we go out to dinner, you're just eating salad all the time? No, I mean, you like salad, whatever. But meanwhile, they're going to be like, oh, they're going to be complaining about everyone eating steak or something. Like, listen, eat whatever you want.
That's the new thing that people do. Everything they do in life now is so they can go to social show media everyone and brag. Else. Like, oh, I got to go to this big event because then I can tell people I was there. Look where I am. That's what people do.
Yeah, people are assholes. Listen, if you want to be an asshole like me, go to hotshotwizkids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
I was going to say kill a friend.
You could if you wanted to. I mean, as long as you don't get caught, no harm, no foul.
True.
That's how I always play it. hotshotwizkids.com.